Thank you, Alan. Halesworth Group, that turns donated fabric into reusable bags, is celebrating its first anniversary and a place among the top 50 producers worldwide. Halesworth Moores Bags is part of a global initiative comprising 2,880 pods, which make stylish fabric carrier bags to reduce single-use plastic and prevent textiles ending up in landfill. In its first year, the Halesworth pod has produced 2,147 bags, placing it 44th in the world for bag production. Ruth Jewson, a member of the group, said, "Halesworth Moores Bags is reducing plastic bags in the environment while having fun getting together to make quality bags. It's truly sociable guerrilla bagging." The group currently supplies bags to Halesworth's community larder and Metfield community stores. They're also available for free at HRG Services, Hetty's Little Copy Shop, the Music Emporium in the Thoroughfare, and Halesworth Library. The group has a regular stall at Weniston's monthly produce and craft market and is supported by local councillor Annette Dunning, who takes the bags to all of her rural coffee caravan visits. She said, "Rural Coffee Caravan is happy to gift Moores bags to the communities we visit. We also accept donated fabrics for making new bags. Each new bag is recycled and repurposed, eliminating one piece of future plastic pollution." The group will hold a festive get-together at the end of November, offering a light buffet and mince pies to thank supporters. A prize will be awarded for the best festive bag. Ms. Dewson said, "We'd love to see potential new members at one of our sociable get-togethers where you can learn to make a bag, pick up fabric and meet new friends. Fabric donations can be dropped off at Hetty's Little Copy Shop or Halesworth Library." And there's a lovely picture of two of the members of the pod holding up bags that they've designed, and they are very attractive, I have to say, much better than your average plastic bag, and much better for the environment. And over to you again then, Mike.